Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Damien and Jade's topic train is coming. Damien and Jade's topic train.
All right, Damo, just you and me all aboard the topic train this morning. Couple of stories making headlines today, mate. A teenager from Alabama, this is amazing, has been accepted into 15 prestigious US universities, including Yale and Harvard, if you don't mind.
My goodness, man.
And awarded over $2 million in scholarships.
Who is this kid?
Smart cookie. High school senior, Rotimi Kakoyi. Inspired to apply for all of these universities after meeting fellow high-achieving brainiacs when he took part in Jeopardy team tournament a couple of years back. So,
smart fella.
On fire. This guy's going to be president.
Yeah.
Well, he might
be actually, he's a very smart fellow, so he'll avoid presidency.
He'll avoid that. Yeah. Okay, question here. What's your school brag? He's got a heap there. He's been accepted into Yale and others.
Yeah.
What's your school brag?
You know, my school, well, it was almost my school brag. I thought I was going to be student of the year in my graduation. Okay, so my last year of school, I was prepared to be announced as the student of that year. And I, you know, I had kind of a speech prepared and all the rest. And I was devastated when it went to this other guy, Liam Payne, actually. Is it Liam Payne? Yeah, something like that. And I was devastated. I was like, oh, my God, why didn't I get it?
So in your mind, it was in the bag?
I was in the bag because I had been in the musical that year. You know, and
standing ovation.
Yeah. Oh, you know, the school musical. I had the lead role and all the rest. And I was like, well, that warrants to be student of the year, okay? Turns out, I mean, academically, I wasn't the greatest at the time. Yeah. And I didn't do any sport in the school either. And no one really liked me either. So you combine those three things. You know, now that I look back and I reflect, maybe I wasn't in the running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sad that you brought that up now. It's actually breaking my heart.
I can see the internal bruising from
here. Yeah, that's it.
Look, this is cool. A sealed near mint condition 1986 VHS tape of Back to the Future has sold across the weekend for, ready, $108,000 Australian, setting a new world record for a videotape.
Wouldn't you love to have the foresight to get a VHS and go, you know what, we're not watching it. No one is allowed to watch that VHS.
Do not break that seal.
I remember I had a VHS of Basic Instinct, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
That seal was well broken. I think that video got to the stage where it just wouldn't work. Anyway. A
couple of scenes had been completely scrubbed off.
Yeah, we digress.
Well, look, VHS tapes are experiencing a huge resurgence with collectors at the moment. Big money coming in for other films too, like The Goonies, Ghostbusters and Jaws. Mm-hmm. But my question to you, what's that little cash cow collectible you're sitting on at home?
Well, you know what?
Could be a VHS, could be something else.
It's not a VHS. You know what it is? When I was younger, every time I would write a song, I would record it on a tape, a cassette, and I would send that cassette to myself because everybody said that was how you copyrighted it.
Yes, I have heard this. Yes.
I have loads of unopened envelopes of Damien Leith gems. All right, these are potential, you know, collectibles that are in years to come. Scientists will, you know, they will uncover these envelopes and they'll open them up and go, it's a Damien Leith original. Yeah.
Do you remember the songs, though? Like, it could be...
I have no idea what song...
There could be a hit song there sealed on a cassette tape that you've forgotten about.
I've been tempted to open them on so many occasions, but I haven't. And here's another thing, actually, just to end off with. When I was leaving, I lived in Botswana, and we lived on a diamond mine. And every single time the kids finished the last year of school, they were given a rock with their name on it from the diamond mine.
Oh.
And the whole question is, do you break the rock to find out whether there's a diamond in it or do you keep it forevermore as this beautiful memento? I've never cracked it open, but potentially I could have won the biggest diamond in Africa.
Illawarra, we'll give you the chance to chip in on this one. 4275195. What are you sitting on at home? Have you got a VHS that's never been opened? It could be worth a mozza. Well, what is that little cash cow collectible you've got?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Chatting about the topic train and this great story this morning about a sealed near mint condition 1986 VHS copy of Back to the Future has sold at auction for about $108,000. $1,000. New world record for a VHS.
I mean, that is unbelievable. It's also unbelievable because I think the tape starts to deteriorate with time.
If they're sealed up, though, there might be a chance of...
Yeah. $108,000. Wow. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised.
VHS tapes, but you've got a few cassette tapes that could be worth a mozzer as well down the track.
You know, Damien Leith originals that years ago, you used to record your songs, you put them in an envelope, and you'd send them to yourself, and that was how you copyrighted them.
Yeah, okay.
And I still have tons of those, all sitting there, raring to go. I don't even know what's on those tapes now at this stage.
That's the bit that worries me, because you could be sitting on a number one song there, and you've forgotten about it. Yeah,
I remember when I wrote the song called Bohemian Rhapsody.
That was right after Stairway to Heaven.
It was around that point.
All right, well, phone lines are open this morning, 427-51-965. What's that little cash cow that you're a collectible that you're sitting on? Kiki's given us a buzz from Flinders. What do you got?
Well, I was a massive, massive fan of the Titanic movie when it first came out. Good old, you know, Dreamboat, Leonardo DiCaprio, and of course, Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
And I couldn't bear with just having one copy, so I ended up with two copies on VHS, and one I still have today, brand new and sealed, like the day I got it.
Oh, wow. Oh, hold on to it. Okay, so now, have you installed new security in your house? Because now that the word is out, you've got to be careful.
Look, I don't quite think it's worth the $100,000 yet, but I'm hopeful. One day.
Just hold on to it. Do not do anything with that. Or alternatively, I'll buy it off you if you want for... so what's it going for? $10? $10? What do you think?
I think these days it's probably what it's worth at the moment.
Hold on to it, Kiki. You've got a winner there. Ah, that is awesome.
I really appreciate the call. That's got to be worth some gold.
Well, actually, you know what? I'm on a website right now, and there's somebody trying to sell a Titanic in reasonable condition, $5,000.
Whoa.
All right, that's $5,000, and that's how it currently sits. Yeah. Hold on to it, Kiki. Yeah. All right, definitely keep a hold under that one.
Nice one. And go through your cupboards at home. If you've got any sealed up VHS classics, that could be worth a mozza.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I thought we could trap in, Damo, for a bit of a chat this morning about what the heck went down on Saturday. Very scary when you see those videos, right, of this fire that was happening at the Dapto substation.
Yes.
We all got these text messages.
It caught me by surprise. I got this text message saying, "Substation fire in Yalla. Advice from Fire and Rescue New South Wales. Residents of the Illawarra, do not go near the area. Close your windows and doors, vents, and wait until further notice." And it was quite strange getting a text like that. I didn't expect to get a text like that.
Used to getting texts from scammers.
Fire and rescue.
Yeah, look, really confronting, Trav, when you see that vision across the weekend, mate. Can you step us through what happened on Saturday and where things are at now?
Well, they still don't know what caused the fire. That'll be worked out through a thorough investigation. But the problem at the moment is they need to wait for the fire to be completely extinguished. While it's not as vicious as it was Saturday afternoon, it is still burning, and Fire and Rescue New South Wales says that it'll take some days for it to actually be burnt out. So that's a bit of a worry. But it was around 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, more than 60 firefighters called to that substation. It was around 100,000 litres of oil was involved in the incident as well, which the Fire and Rescue New South Wales says has been confined and poses no threat to the environment. So crews, the specialist hazardous materials firefighters, they monitored it yesterday along with the EPA. I would assume that they're still doing that. Transgrid, get a load of how much one of these things is worth.
Yeah,
all right.
Between $6 and $10 million to replace the transformer.
Oh, yeah. That is full on. Timing-wise, this couldn't be any worse, could it? I mean, we're talking about electricity prices skyrocketing at the moment, and then suddenly this happens in our local area. Will this affect people's bills, their bottom line, in any way whatsoever?
It's an obvious question, Damo, but the answer is apparently no.
Oh, okay.
And it won't affect electricity supply either. So There you go.
All right, well, look, that's at least a positive thing.
The other positive thing is that there were no injuries sustained either.
Okay, well, that's good.
So that's it. And from everything I've read and heard, the people involved there at that substation did everything tickety-boo. They went through the process, which, again, you know, like you think of any industry that people work in and you prepare for the worst-case scenario, very rarely happens. So these crews did a wonderful job, but the investigation, they say, will take some time to work out exactly what happened. Apparently they have to, you know, once it all cools, they've got to pull it apart and have a look inside and try and work it out, which I've got to say couldn't be an easy job, could it?
Not at all. Hey, just one last quick question. Mm-hmm. Just regarding people who live within the area, are they fine now to open the windows again and all the rest? I would imagine the main bulk of the smoke is gone.
Yeah, the main smoke plume is gone. But according to Fire and Rescue New South Wales, and this was information that I received yesterday, is that they were still monitoring that plume. So whilst it isn't as big as what everyone witnessed on Saturday afternoon, there's obviously still some smoke coming out of that. I can't answer that question because I'm not the professional on that one, Damo. But one could assume if you've got some issues, you might just want to keep your windows closed if you're close to that area. I mean, if you live at Taroji, you're probably not going to worry about it, are you?
Yeah. All right, Trav, look, thanks for getting across that. Really scary scenes, obviously, on Saturday, but well done to the team on the ground there at the Dapto substation and Fire and Rescue, as they say, on a really safe
and the
outcome.
RFS, too. RFS, lots of RFS crews were called and responded in the immediate area. So, everyone, and the police, they all did an amazing job.
You can read up more on that story anytime. Get to wavefm.com.au.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Hoodies for the homeless.
We are the
It's hard to believe it's only been 2 weeks since we launched Hoodies for the Homeless of 2022. Mm-hmm. After the success of last year of trying to raise as many hoodies as possible for people doing it tough in the Illawarra, people who are sleeping rough, who are cold at nighttime, who've got nowhere to go, we decided to launch it again this year. On Friday, we did another drop-off at St. Finney's. And we estimate that we've already exceeded last year's numbers in just 2 weeks.
I reckon, yeah. There was easily 4,000 items of clothing that we dropped off on Friday. That's on top of another 3,000 or 4,000 that we did the week before. But we ain't done yet, Illawarra. There's still a heap of collection points that we haven't got to get to at this point to empty out. So we'll do that again this week. We'll circle back around past Fig Tree Grove again. So get the full list of locations so you can find one close to you at wavefm.com.au.
One of the points that we haven't got to is to member of Wollongong, Paul Scully's office. We've got him on the line. Paul, wonderful to have you on the show. Thanks again for being involved 2 years in a row. I mean, last year it was phenomenal. You're back this year. How's it all going for you?
Oh, look, thanks for having me back on, guys, and thanks for getting me back involved and using the office again as a collection point. It's been great. There's been people dropping in hoodies over the last few weeks or last couple of weeks since it's been going, and hoodies, beanies, scarves, you know, lots of warm clothes. So it's been, yet again, a great response and great to hear that, you know, it looks like we've already exceeded the last year's effort.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Knocking around there for sure. Look, I noticed you put a good post up on your Facebook page the other day of a heap of looked like beanies and hoodies and that kind of stuff. So thanks for your support there too on your social pages.
Oh, look, all more than happy to. And look, can I shout out to West Illawarra, Danny and the team over at West, because they dropped in a big donation both to my office and to Brian Park's office. It's great to see clubs and organisations around the Illawarra getting behind this campaign. Danny's been involved in the CEO Sleep Out for many, many years. He knows all too well what it's like firsthand, and is doing it again this year. But he and the team at West have dug into their own pockets and made a donation as well, which is fantastic.
Oh, well, that is awesome. No, well, much appreciated. Now, we did challenge you. All right, we challenge you with the task of getting a hoodie from, well, Dom Perrottet, and also our our new Prime Minister.
Elba.
Anthony Albanese.
Yeah, yeah.
How are we doing? Are we getting any closer?
Bit of progress. I've spoken to the Premier, and Ryan has also mentioned to him as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to chase him up this week. It's budget week in New South Wales, so a pretty hectic week, but we reckon we might be able to pin him down at some point. Oh, nice. Hopefully, instead of taxpayers' money splashing about the coats, he's been able to use some of his own to chip in for this good cause this year.
Well, that's
good. Alison Burns, the new federal member for Cunningham, is chasing Albo globally almost at the moment, or the Prime Minister, I should say. There's a slip up. I keep calling him Albo. She's now that she's got her office and everything, she's trying to pin him down to work out a time when they're both in the same room together to be able to see if she can get one off him as well. But she's pretty determined to pin him down, so we'll be doing her best to do it. But Indonesia, New Zealand, he's been all over the place the last few weeks, Europe in a couple of weeks, so he's been a busy boy.
Yeah, he's had a few distractions there from our hoodies for the homeless campaign.
Yeah, I mean, who does he think he is? A prime minister or something?
Yeah, I know. It's not like you've got a country to run or anything.
Yeah, come on.
Well, we know that between Alison and you boys that you'll pursue this like bulldogs and come back with the hoodies for us. But look, mate, Paul Scully, thanks again for all your support with Wave FM's Hoodies for the Homeless.
No, thanks, guys. And thanks to everyone who's donated. Don't forget Ryan's office, my office, Fig Tree Grove. There's heaps of collection points out there, people. Wollongong's incredibly generous, so let's get behind this campaign.
Get amongst the good on you, Paul Scully. All the details of where you can drop stuff off this week, check it out, wavefm.com.au.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I moved across to Australia 19 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a long, long time ago, and Australia has been amazing. I love living here, but there are drawbacks when you do live the opposite side of the world and all of your family are still back in Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay, and one of them is happening right now.
Family barbecue.
Not family barbecue. No, gee, not in Ireland. Anyway, no, my brother is getting married right now.
Right now?
Right now, today, at this moment.
Yeah.
And I'm the opposite side of the world, and it's a hard thing to bear. I got audio just sent to me a short while ago from my sister. This is the actual moment. Here we go.
I now declare them to be husband and wife. I now have great pleasure in presenting to you Mr. and Mrs. Leith.
Aww. Mr. and Mrs. Leith,
what
yes.
Is that?
Paul, my brother Paul, and his beautiful wife, Marae, congratulations. I wish I was there, and I do feel sad that I am the other side of the world. It's always, those are the moments. They're hard sometimes, you know.
So what are you getting? Like, you got access to a bit of a stream or any pictures, or what are you
saying? I just have constant pictures coming through. So that I received before we started the show. I've just received photographs from my sister showing them at the function afterwards, and they all look gorgeous. And you
is
know,
is that surreal though? Like, this major family event is happening, and
it's weird.
Yeah.
And we're really close family. It's odd for us to be separated during major things like this. So it's a weird moment for me. I won't lie. That said, thinking about wedding, the wedding was on my mind all weekend. You know, I was thinking, oh, geez, I wish I was there. So I went online and I kind of did a bit of research on weddings in general, because that's what I like to do. And I came up with a couple of facts, interesting facts.
Did you incorporate some of this into like a bit of a video message?
Well, no, I did not. No, I certainly won't send this to them, but I will share it with you, actually.
Yeah, sure.
And if they are listening at a later date, they can learn from this, okay? Couple of interesting facts. Let's call it a top five.
Okay.
Top five. All right.
Your top fives. Okay.
Let's go in fifth position to do with marriage. If the wife likes her marriage, her husband feels better about life. But the reverse is not true. All right. So they've done studies.
Yeah.
And bottom line is, if a wife likes her marriage, the husband's life is a lot better. He feels good about it. But if a husband likes his marriage, makes no difference to the wife. She's like, whatever.
So that made true, that saying, happy wife, happy life. Or happy life, happy wife.
That is right. Okay, so on the wedding night, and I'll ask you, 48% of people consummate the relationship. Only 48% actually get it across the line. Did you get it across the line, Dino, on the wedding night?
Oh, jeez.
He doesn't want to reveal. His wife is listening right now.
I think I might have been part of the majority and say no.
Well, where are the other 52%?
They're still at the bar. They're all at the bar. They're a slush. You know, they're absolutely wrecked. Can barely stand.
It's a big emotional day.
It is a big emotional day. There's no doubt then. Couples who get married between the ages of 28 and 32 are far more likely to stay together for the long haul.
Well, okay.
There's an interesting fact. What age did you get married at, Dino?
39.
Oh, you're in trouble. All right. Here's in second and first place. These are the clinchers, okay? In second place, if the groom drops the ring during the ceremony, the marriage is doomed. That's a lot of pressure.
How did you go? Did you hang on to it for a few months?
I held on to it. I was like, this ring is going nowhere. Right. Sweaty palms. I'm holding on to this ring as long as I can. Top position. This is the ultimate marriage fact. This is it. If a cat sneezes on the day before a wedding, the bride will be lucky in her marriage. This is a fact.
If a cat sneezes,
the bride is going to have an amazing wedded life. All right. Now, have you ever heard a cat sneeze? What would it even sound like? Meow-shoo. Meow-shoo. Who's done this research? Who's done it? They get a whole bunch of cats on a wedding day and go, okay, let's just watch these cats for a second, okay? One of these sneezes, we're home free. It's obviously, I don't know where this fact came from, but someone's done the research, and I believe back in Ireland, my brother, just before the wedding, there was a cat and it did sneeze. So we're home free.
That's good.
That's it. Yay!
Happy story, yeah. Well, congratulations to you, bro. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Big congratulations. You guys have a great day. If you're listening, you're not. Anyway.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.